This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOC-DA. L-I. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, some of you guys love sitting in the sauna. And you've asked, is that a good thing or a bad thing? Well, in news today, they're saying it's a good thing. In fact, older adults who like to bask in the heat of a sauna may be less likely to suffer from a stroke. Now, the study looked at 1,600 Finnish adults who found that those who hit the sauna at least four times a week were 60% less likely to suffer a stroke over the next 15 years versus people who had only 1 week sauna session. I don't think I've ever... I sat in a sauna once. Once. I didn't like it. It's too hot. I mean, growing up in Phoenix and Vegas... And L.A., I mean, I don't really want to be in any more heat than I have to be. Now, they say Finland is the birthplace of the traditional sauna. That involves sitting in a room filled with dry heat at temperatures atop 160 degrees Fahrenheit. Sauna bathing is ingrained in the Finnish culture, and most people do it at least weekly, according to the researchers in the new study. Now, there's also steam rooms. Okay, so you have the sauna, which is the dry heat, and then you have the steam room, which infuses steam. Now, they say it's not clear whether the results would extend to these other things, like steam rooms or hot tubs. Now, I could sit in a hot tub. I love sitting in a hot tub. Give me some jacuzzi with the little bubbles. I like hot tubs. But after about 10 minutes, I got to get the hell out of there. Can't sit there that long. Lead researcher Sitor Kunustor gets the credit for the study. They say the findings do build on evidence that traditional saunas benefit our cardiovascular health. Past studies have found that it lowers rates of heart disease and dementia compared to those who are infrequent users. There's also evidence that it lowers your blood pressure, makes the blood vessels less stiff, and more responsive to blood flow. I don't get it. I could go outside right now, and it's 90-some degrees, and I could just stand outside, and I don't get the same benefit? Phoenix, it used to get to 120 degrees. That's a sauna. Anyway, you'd say that. You're like, oh, man, it's a sauna out here. Well, yeah. So, because blood vessels may be less stiff, because blood pressure may lower, because we may improve blood flow, Dr. Knutsor thinks maybe that's why we lower risk of stroke. So the findings look at 1,600 adults who are between the ages of 53 and 74 at the outset. None had history of stroke. Over the next 15 years, the people in the group suffered 155 strokes total. So almost 10%, let's just say 9% of them had a stroke in those 1,600 adults. It's kind of a lot. But the rate was lowest among those who use a sauna. In that group, the rate of stroke was just under 3 per 1,000 people each year, compared to 8 per 1,000 people who use a sauna once a week. I'm screwed. I don't use saunas. Now, they did account for smoking, exercise habits, high blood pressure, diabetes, etc. So for those of you going, well, wait a second, isn't the average Finnish person healthier than... They're not comparing to... They're comparing Finnish to Finnish. Now, should everybody, based on this, now jump in a sauna? Well, no. You may not qualify for being in a sauna. Some people who have had a heart attack recently, I would not recommend they go into a sauna. If, say, if you have unstable angina, Chest pain that comes even at rest? No, don't be doing it. If you're prone to low blood pressure, don't do it. So let's just quickly talk about why we need to kind of look at other little things to do rather than, I mean, I want medication, trust me. Medication is still the forefront of preventing stroke. And we've talked about stroke. There's two major types of stroke. Throwing a blood clot to part of the brain or having a bleed in the brain. The stroke is where part of the brain loses oxygen. And they'll lose oxygen because the blood vessel isn't bringing oxygenated blood to it, either because it's blocked or it's because it's bleeding around the tissue. So you need to get flow into where it needs to go. And so when you do something that relaxes your blood vessels, that's going to increase flow. Now, we keep talking about cut the stress, cut the stress, cut the stress. Okay, that's impossible. Our lives are full of stress. I can't cut any stress. No. And what happens when you stress? You tighten up. Your blood vessels just start to, you tighten up. And when you tighten up, your blood vessels constrict. When your blood vessels constrict, less blood flow goes to those body parts. That's a problem. That's why we say relax. Take a steam. Take a steam. Take a candy bar. That, to me, would relax me. Give me some chocolate. Didn't they have a study saying chocolate eaters have less stroke? That would be brilliant. That's a great study. That would be a study that I would personally enroll in. So, watching your blood pressure, making sure you have good heart health, avoiding smoking, avoiding drinking, right? If your parents had a history of stroke, change your parents. But those kinds of things are what puts you at risk. And I ask your doctor if you could be in a sauna. It's a cool thing to do, but it's a small study. Okay, when we come back, one of my listeners is having a hell of a time losing weight. And an article has been circulating on why people don't lose weight when they go to the gym. So we'll talk a little bit about what maybe you're doing wrong. And then scientists build synthetic embryos in their lab using mouse cells other than sperm and eggs. So they're making non-sperm egg, quote, synthetic embryos. Why? What's that supposed to do? Do we even want that? They look really cute, by the way. They look like little babies. No, they don't look like babies at all. So they could kind of study some embryology and some, test these things without actually hurting an actual fetus. We'll talk more about it. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLIE. Learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Alright guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. And big thanks to Jason who is working the dial. So, Nina writes a big long email, and thank you for the email. I'm not going to go into it, but she has tried every single diet. Weight Watchers, Jenny Craig, the 5-2 diet, all sorts of South Beach, Atkins, etc. Still can't lose the weight, has a BMI over 30, which is overweight, exercises at the gym every day. What is wrong? Now, a lot of us fall into that category. I forgot to ask her age. I need to know her age. Got to know her age. I'm assuming she's middle-aged. It's very easy to assume middle-aged because, you know, that's such a huge range. So, all right, so let's just say she's middle-aged. I got to ask her. Remember on Facebook it used to tell the age, and then Facebook got rid of that? Thank you, by the way. Thank you. Okay? I didn't care when I was in my 30s, but now that I'm not in my 30s and I'm in my 20s, I like to hide it. So, what are we doing wrong? Now, an article comes out talking about, you know, why people lose weight and may not lose weight. I'll give you my take, but I might as well give you some of her input. Let me see who she is. She is, this is Tim Old, sorry, gentleman, professor of health sciences at the University of South Australia. And he says that the body can be divided into two components. One is fat mass, and the rest of the body is fat-free mass. I mean, that's easy. Either the mass is fat or it's not fat. Got it. It's mostly water, but there's also bone and muscle and protein. Fat contains much more energy, so it requires more energy to burn. Now, in order to lose weight, you have to go into an energy deficit. Energy out has to be greater than energy in. Now, some of you guys are not going to agree with this because you work out like crazy and you exercise more than the calories you intake. Just bear with me and I'll talk to you about what could be going on. The amount of weight somebody loses will depend if they are losing fat or fat-free mass, because it takes much more energy to lose a kilogram of fat than a kilogram of fat-free mass. You have to have a bigger energy deficit per kilogram of weight loss. They say it takes an energy deficit of about 27 to 32 kilojoules. So, what does that mean? Well, he says, okay, and again, this is coming out of Australia. If, let's say, Liz, the person he's talking about, runs for 35 minutes at 10 kilometers per hour. Now, is a kilometer twice, so like 5 miles an hour? Maybe 4 miles an hour? Okay, anyway, on the treadmill. She has a deficit of about 1,500 kilojoules. She will have only lost 50 grams, or 1 pound, in a session. But if she does that 5 times a week for a year, she could lose 26 pounds in a year. But she doesn't. After a year, she's still stuck at her weight. So then maybe it's because you start to eat more to compensate for exercise. Some of us will do that. They say 35 minutes of treadmill running could be entirely undone by a glass and a half of Merlot that evening. Some people will, after they work out, go and eat as a reward. So, I like to eat before I exercise, so that I feel like I burned off what I ate, and then I don't add extra calories. So that could be something. Now, maybe you are going to the gym because you have a job where you're sitting down all the time. If you're sitting down all the time, then whatever you do at a gym may not be enough. They say there's a theory known as the activity stat hypothesis, the idea that we have a set point for energy expenditure, like a set point on a thermostat. If we increase physical activity in one domain, there's an automatic compensation in another. So, I don't really know about in terms of activity, but I do believe we have this thermostat when it comes to calories. And I've talked to you guys about how if you do lose weight rapidly, and you can't consume calories, and all of a sudden you drop 5-10 pounds, like when you're sick with the stomach flu, your body will want to reset itself and go right back up to that original, degree. And so it's easier for the body to just absorb the calories and slow down the metabolism than to rechange all the thermostats, the kidneys, the liver, everything, based on the new weight. They say you could have a reduction in your resting metabolic rate, and that, I think, is the biggie. That's what I think hits a lot of us. I see my kids, they could pound a half a pizza, not a problem. Me, I smell pizza, I gain weight. There was a recent study of contestants on The Biggest Loser, and they found their resting metabolic rate was depressed 6 years after having lost and regained most of the weight. So maybe our metabolic rate is off. Which is why anytime somebody has difficulty losing weight, we always check the thyroid. The problem is most of our thyroids are fine. I mean, we want our thyroids to be fine. But with our thyroids being fine, we want good health, but then it's not the thyroid. Could other things be messing with our metabolic rate? Absolutely. Do we know what they are? No. Maybe it's your makeup. Maybe it's your cologne. Maybe it's your testosterone supplementation. Maybe it's the foods you eat. It's the sugar you're eating. Maybe your body does not like simple sugars or carbs so much that it shuts down because it doesn't want to metabolize it. We don't know. Now, many people say, look, I'm gaining weight when I exercise because I gain muscle. All right. It's true. You could gain muscle. Muscle will cause you to gain some weight. They say fat-free mass. Let me see. They say one analysis of previous studies found strength training using weights or your own body weight increased fat-free mass by about 2 kilograms or 4 pounds, 6 ounces in overweight men and 1 kilogram in women. But the weight remained unchanged. So what you're doing is you're swapping fat mass for fat-free mass. So that's, you know, that's good. So what do I suggest you guys do? So, and again, I'm no expert in being skinny. But the one thing I've noticed is whenever I do lose weight, it's because I change things up. And it's because I have to stick to a ritual. So I right now exercise an hour a day. Sometimes it's vigorous, sometimes it's not. But I am not allowed to go to bed unless I had got my workout in. Period. I can't go to work until I've done my mini workout. I do a little mini workout in the morning, and then I do one in the evening. Just in case something happens where I have to be at an event or something and I miss my workout, at least I got one workout in. I don't go one day without exercising. Now, your body gets used to that. Your body will get used to the exercise. You can't just walk on a treadmill or do stair step, or your body gets used to it, so you got to change things up. You got to do arms one day. You got to do legs. You got to do like in the gym where you rotate. You have to do that. I taught a weightlifting class when I was in high school. And you rotated. One day was arms, one day was legs, one day was core. And it works. Unfortunately, you know, when you're young, everything works. I mean, you know, when you're older, nothing seems to work. Then when it comes to your diet, okay, you know, like Nina, she's done every single diet. Well, my issue with that is done, meaning past tense. That means there was an end point to a diet. A diet is never temporary. That's why some places don't even call it a diet. They call it a meal plan. I mean, you dieting or your diet or your daily diet has to be what you do from here on out. If you did a diet, then no wonder you failed. So if you're doing Weight Watchers, you have to pretty much continue Weight Watchers throughout. Jenny Craig, you have to continue doing Jenny Craig throughout. Medifast, or these are a variety of things. You can't lose the weight and stop. You will gain the weight back. Or you may just start to plateau. I've told you why you plateau. Again, the body gets used to, you know, a certain weight. You start to lose it. The body's like, well, wait a second. When are we going to go back to the original weight? Metabolism may slow down temporarily. The other thing people do is they may start to gain, right? Because they'll start absorbing more water. Metabolism will slow because they're like, whoa, we're doing a lot of exercise. We're cutting calories. Hold on. We got to go into starvation mode. So who cares? Keep exercising. You will tone down. You will get skinnier. Keep the exercise up. Now, true, many studies have come out saying, look, if you just exercise, you will not lose weight. You have to cut diet also. You have to work on your calories. That's true. But don't quit exercising. Exercise every day. I don't care if it's dancing. I don't care if it's walking back and forth and pacing in the room. I don't care if it's taking a little ball and hitting it against the wall or taking a beach ball and like trying to, you know, volley it back and forth against a wall in your house. There's a variety of little things you can do if you don't want to go to the gym or if you don't want to go outside or if you don't want to buy a piece of gym equipment. There's tons of things you can do for activity. Now, sex doesn't count to the degree that you think it would because sex may only last 2 minutes. Okay, we need like a 30, 40 minute workout. Yeah. Well, speak for yourself. 1-877 Doc Dolly. We'll be right back.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Maybe, maybe you'll swim back to me when I tell you you're just.
All right, guys, so we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So, all right, this E. coli outbreak has already killed somebody, I believe, in California. Federal officials are reporting the death in California, according to the Orange County Register. It's the first death linked to a multi-state E. coli outbreak that has been pinned to romaine lettuce that was grown in Yuma, Arizona. The latest numbers from the CDC tallied 121 illnesses across 25 states, with, get this, 52 hospitalizations that include 14 cases of kidney failure. The agency's update indicated an uptick of 23 additional illnesses since April 27th and now includes cases in Kentucky, Massachusetts, and Utah. The agency has not released any additional public information about the fatality, and directed questions to the California Department of Public Health. So, you know, to recap, E. coli is a very, very nasty bacteria. And it's a bacteria that resides in our colon. And certain E. coli strains will cause renal failure. This hemolytic uremic syndrome. It is nasty. You lose your kidney function, you can die. So that's my guess. The CDC continues to warn against purchasing or consuming romaine lettuce from the Yuma, Arizona region, and said restaurants and retailers should not serve or sell lettuce from the area. It's frustrating. The warning applies to salad mixes, whole heads, hearts of romaine, chopped romaine, baby romaine, and organic romaine. Most people will recover from the E. coli infection within a week, but severe infections can lead to the hemolytic uremic syndrome. What are symptoms of E. coli? Diarrhea, stomach cramps, vomiting. The outbreak has been going on since late March. Has not been pinned to a specific grower or distributor. Now, you have some people saying, ditch everything, even the eggs. Remember the eggs? There was a salmonella outbreak of the eggs. This is a bad, bad month for recalls of food. The FDA says when food starts making people sick, all right, CDC and the FDA have got to spring into action. They employ inspectors, sophisticated tech, according to WSFA, including bacteria DNA fingerprinting. So we need to find out if somebody does get sick, was it because of the bacteria? What makes it so hard is so many people get sick, and they don't know. They don't know what they ate 2 weeks ago, 2 days ago, 2 hours ago. Remember, we're talking about lettuce. So if you went and got a burger, and you're hearing all this about lettuce and salad mixes, etc., you're like, no, I'm good. I had a burger for lunch. But what if there was lettuce on that burger? And the thing that kills me is 52 hospitalizations for people that were eating lettuce. All right? We are having people out there that are trying to eat well. They're trying to eat vegetables. Like right now, if you look at my lunch is a bag of lettuce. A bag of greens. I know. I don't know how I'm going to do it. I'm going to close my nose, close my eyes. I've been doing it, though. I've been losing some weight. I lost another 0.2 pounds. I know. Day's so skinny. Bikini body here. No. So, I'm eating greens. And not to mention a good bout of diarrhea would make me lose some weight, but that's not what we want. So, yeah, people trying to eat healthy, trying to do the right thing. And, you know, so now WSFA is saying throw out all romaine lettuce you didn't grow yourself. Throw out all lettuce. And most romaine lettuce sold in the U.S. was grown in the Yuma area. Now, one of my co-workers said she got an email from one of the fast food places. I don't want to call it fast food. Yeah, you know, like it's not a Panera Bread, but it's something similar to that class where it's not really fast food, but it's a restaurant. But it's like where you pick up food. And they had said, look, we just want to let you know none of our lettuce comes from Yuma. So restaurants are now scrambling to try to figure out how to put people at ease when it comes to this stuff. I wouldn't know what to do if I was a restaurant. That's some scary stuff. And then, why isn't washing it off enough? What I want to know is, as a consumer, why are these restaurants or these places where people are getting sick, okay, transmitting the E. coli? E. coli is a bacteria. Isn't there some sort of a cleaning mechanism we do with vegetables? Don't we wash them off? Maybe the wash off is halfway. You know, this is my thing. You're not going to stop bacteria getting on the food. Our food is not sterile. Okay? So if you want to help stop an outbreak, what are restaurants doing with the lettuce they have? Well, somebody will say, well, look, just in case it's tainted, throw the whole thing out. I get that. But what if you don't know it's tainted? What if there's a plant in, I don't know, Yuma City? Not Yuma. And you get lettuce from there or whatever. What are you going to do with that lettuce? Assuming it's fine. You still should wash it off. You're not going to be told of an outbreak until after people get sick. So if you are making sandwiches or doing garnishing or making salads in your restaurant establishment, what are you doing to the lettuce? What is recommended? Now, I believe there are certain recommendations on what is supposed to happen with certain foods. It's supposed to be kept at a certain degree, temperature. They're supposed to be clean, etc. But if what I don't get is how an E. coli outbreak, how an E. coli growth, unless somebody smeared poop all over the damn machine, this seemed to be one, I would guess, one aliquot or one exposure of the E. coli. And this E. coli got a chance to grow and attach to other lettuce. So are we telling other companies to do certain cleaning processes just to be safe? I mean, I think there's so many things that we can do that we're just not doing. So CDC is on top of it. We'll keep you guys posted. They say that the E. coli outbreak is hitting more women than millennials. I guess maybe more women eat salads and vegetables. Men don't like to eat salads that much. It's not very manly. Yeah, guys don't, have you ever, do you guys ever go out on a date? Now, some guys may, if they figure that you're into healthy food, they may show off and eat a salad. I saw that with my son. My son said he ate his vegetables on a date. I'm like, you did? You haven't eaten vegetables since 1990. Really? You had vegetables. Well, yeah, Mommy, we're on a date and she gave me some of her broccoli. Hmm. I give you my broccoli. Mom, I don't like broccoli. But you ate her broccoli. So some guys may, to play it safe, to look cool, may, but the average guy, they won't eat a salad and pick up a fork. And no, guys like to pick up steak knives. How many guys do you see order a salmon? I had to go to a dinner. I had to go to a work dinner, and I ordered the steak, and the male boss ordered fish. Now, he didn't order salmon, he ordered a hell of a steak. Like, yeah, it's kind of weaker than my food. I've got the meat, man. But the hell of a steak looked good, so I go, okay, I want some. So here you can have some of mine. So I give him some of my steak, and you can see he loved the steak. You can see he liked red meat. But, because it was a business dinner and there were other people at the table, he wanted to act like, no, I'm good with the fish. In fact, I like the fish more than what you served me. But I had already eaten up the fish, and it actually was damn good. But I wasn't going to throw it back up and give it back. But guys are very, very funny. They're very funny when it comes to what they're going to eat. So when it comes to vegetables, they're less likely to eat the vegetable. 1-877-DOCTOR-LEE, don't go away.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, June 1st through the 4th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton-Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and more. Get tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. And Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid Foundational Storage, partnered with the most respected name in security, maintaining an A+ Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
All right, guys. All right, boy, we still got a lot to cover. Oh, man, let's rock and roll. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We're in May, right? Coming up on Cinco de Mayo, by the way. Oh, we got to talk about Cinco de Mayo. Woohoo! Love Cinco de Mayo. But flu is still widespread in New York. We're being told by Patch.com that the total number of flu-related pediatric deaths this season has risen to 160, and flu is still rampant in New York. Now, keep in mind, didn't they just have a huge snowstorm a couple weeks ago? So I don't think they're warming up like the rest of the country. But Rockland County Executive Ed Day and County Health Commissioner Dr. Patricia Schnabel, Rupert, are reminding residents that there's still time to get your flu vaccine. to protect you against the rest of the flu season. Now, flu activity is declining. Flu is still widespread in New York. So flu season is not over. They are still recommending, as of the first week of May, to get the flu shot. Hospitalization rates this season have been record-breaking. In the last week of flu surveillance for the CDC, an additional 4 flu-related pediatric deaths occurred, bringing the total number to 160. Now, they say the flu vaccine, get this out, this is the first I've heard. They say the flu vaccine is very effective in children at 59%. We've been hearing it's been 30% of crappy all year long, but now we're being told, well, the kids, it's better. So according to the Department of Health, vaccination should continue throughout the flu season. And flu season ends in June, people. Flu vaccines can vary how it works. I mean, we've been talking about the flu now since October. They're still dealing with it. Their health department is offering the flu vaccine free of charge. If you are 65 years or older, you have Medicare or Medicaid, or uninsured or underinsured. For those 6 months through 64 years old, they pay $20. Which is okay. It's not bad, considering. So, flu, still around. Why is that? Well, remember, the first flu strain that really hit us hard was the H3N2. Then, when the season warms up, we start looking at more, influenza B. So, influenza B might be the main culprit. We talked about this about a month ago. We don't have the recent data, but it just kind of reminds you that we're not out of the woods yet. Allergy season is getting worse and worse. According to ABC News, it's not your imagination. Allergy season is getting worse every year. Why? Experts are saying climate change. According to Dr. Jeffrey DeMaine, a board-certified allergist and immunologist, he said at the March meeting of the American Academy of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology that we have higher temperatures and increasing levels of carbon dioxide. In those environments, studies have been done looking at what this does. They have a little typo here for pollen, because pollens are so critical when it comes to allergy symptoms, as well as the development of allergy. They say increasing carbon dioxide levels lead to increased levels of the proteins in pollen that cause allergies. So, are increasing carbon dioxide levels? They say when you look at pollen grain, there are certain pollens that cause the allergy. They are allergenic peptides. It's been shown that in rising carbon dioxide, the allergenic peptide of each pollen grain goes up. Carbon dioxide levels have also been shown to increase the amount of biomass and pollen production by a plant. Sneezing, coughing, congestion, red eyes are common sights, obviously. And coughing, exacerbation of your COPD, your asthma could ensue. So we are leaving flu season and jumping into allergy season without much of a reprieve. And people always say, well, look, I think I have a cold. Well, how do you know if you have a cold? Well, a cold won't go away and then come back the next day and then go away and come back the next day. You'll just keep getting sick. A cold will go on for a few days and then go away for good. Allergies is where every day you wake up or every day you get exposed, boom, and there's like a cause and effect. Your symptoms come on rapidly. Colds may have a little fever. You may feel achy. You may also have a variety of other symptoms. Allergies, you'll get the runny eyes, the coughing, the sneezing, but it's more clear. You don't get as much yellow mucus as you get more clear. Clear, runny nose. I hate allergies. I'm scared to death of allergies. Allergies are bad. And they're going to hit me soon. But when you go outside and you go outdoors, you need to think of some things. So first, you need to be very, very careful of opening your windows and bringing that pollen and crap into your house. We talked about dust, we talked about trees, we talked about weeds. All of these things have some sort of pollen. Well, or dust, or antigenic properties, I should say. So you want to keep that stuff out of the house. Now, I love to open up the doors. I had an event with medical students over the weekend, and we had every window and door open in the house. Why? Well, because Shake and Boo likes to do pee-pee house and stinks up the place. But we wanted to let the fresh air in. I am sure that did no good for people with allergies. Although I saw everybody in class, they all look pretty good. So you need to close up the windows, probably get some air filters, change out those air filters that get all dusty, get some HEPA filters. If you have a car and you like to open up the window to air it out because you were farting on your way home the night before, you got to close it up because in the morning you're going to have pollen getting into your car. If you are outdoors and you come indoors, you need to wash off. Take a shower. Get that pollen off your hair and your clothes. Don't just jump on the couch when you come home or jump into bed because now you got the pollen in there. Now, what I like to do is when I take a shower, I like to get the inside of my nose rinsed out because you will inhale pollen into the nasal passages. Remove the shoes, too. Don't forget about your shoes. They say wear a hat and sunglasses when outdoors. That prevents you getting from the pollen in your hair and stuff in your eyes. So allergy season sucks. I think we could all agree to that. Okay? Makes us start to miss Christmas. We didn't get to spend much of Christmas. You know? And I'm thinking about Christmas because there's a story talking about mistletoe. And mistletoe was the plant that we hang up Christmas time. And we kiss under the holidays, right? There's a mistletoe. They go, oh, there's mistletoe. We're under the mistletoe. We have to kiss under the mistletoe. But in its natural environment, they say mistletoe is a hemiparasite. It's a parasitic plant that is capable of photosynthesis. By the way, it's known as Viscum album. It latches onto trees, extracts water and nutrients from them as a parasite. And then it goes through a photosynthesis process themselves. Well, two studies now reported in the current biology journal says that mistletoe's parasitic lifestyle has led the species to a rather surprisingly evolutionary loss. They now lack key components of the cellular machinery other organisms depend upon to convert glucose into the energy-carrying molecule ATP. So they are losing some of their respiratory capacity. Now remember, plants are different. They take in carbon dioxide and give off oxygen. We take in oxygen and give off carbon dioxide. So they have lost some of their respiratory capacity. That may make them more parasitic because they will require on other living organisms. Now, what does that mean for you and I? Well, we could still kiss under the mistletoe, but some of these plants that we take for granted may be going through certain stages closer and closer to extinction. Now, I have never been in a house where there's mistletoe, and I've looked, because I'll see somebody who's pretty cute, and I'm like, I got to get him under this doorway. How do I do that? But now I don't see any mistletoe, no. And now that I'm married, I mean, what am I supposed to do? Right? It's not that fun. So that's what's going on with mistletoe. 1-877-DALI, 1-877-DALI. On a happy note, there is a woman who had donated an egg in college. She now met her egg, who's 18. Elizabeth Gaba had known since she was a young girl that she was born via egg donation and surrogacy. But it wasn't until 18 that she gained access to the rest of her file and discovered that her donor, identified only as Amy in the file, had attended the same college as she did and was born in 1977. And Gaba, Miss Gaba, is a student at USC. She enlisted the help of her manager at Varsity Vocals and then discovered her mom, Amy Throckmorton, mother of three in Escondido, who attended USC and even sang in the same a cappella group. Very cool. Pitch perfect. Yay, she met her egg. Oh, so cool. 1-877-DALI.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com. We'll never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.